James, that was a good win this evening, wasn't it?
Very good win, yeah. Always a tough place to come. We've had good success here in the last few years. They've started the competition well, and you know, we lost at home the other night, so it was, you know, really encouraging that we've bounced back with a good win against a good side.
You said before the game that it was a used wicket. Did it play pretty much how you thought?
Yeah, it was a good wicket. You know, the odd ball spun, but generally it was, you know, it was a good wicket, and I think that showed. Both teams got off to good starts in the power play. And then, you know, Slug at the end of our innings batted beautifully, and our bowlers with the ball were, you know, exceptional.
Did you always think that 177 was a good total to defend?
Yeah, I think you're always in the game with a big score like that. And like you said, it was a used wicket and we had lots of bowling options. So, you know, we're confident going out to field. They got off to a good start, but, you know, always a couple of wickets pegs it right back.
Yeah, you got off to a good start. You 70 off the first 70.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had a chat before and we identified that power play was going to be, you know, quite crucial. If the wicket was going to be a bit slow while the field was in, that was going to be the best time to score. You know, myself and Jimmy, you know, play well in the power play.
There were some good overs at the end there, wasn't it? A couple of overs from Carl Abbott and one from Chris Wood as well.
Yeah, very good. You know, all the way through, the boys are pretty good with the ball. They play some good shots up front, but Jimmy's very reliable at the end, and, you know, Woody in his first game back was brilliant.
Was there ever any stage in the Sussex innings that you felt under pressure?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, they were going at a decent click up until about, I think, the 12th over. So they would have, you know, been happy sat in their dugout. Wingy were only one or two wickets away from really pegging them right back.
You gave Will Smith four overs. Was that in the plan initially?
No, he bowled well. We obviously had young Brad Taylor playing. And I think, you know, if we'd bowled first, it would have been a bit easier to get him on again. But I think, you know, he's a young lad and the pressure chasing, you know, went with the experience a smudge.
And it seems every time we talk to you, you've got runs, another half century for you.
Yeah, it was good. You know, like I said, went well in the power play. You know, and if we haven't lost many wickets, we do try and carry that momentum on. But it would have been nice to bat a little bit longer and get a bigger score. But good toast in the end and a good win.
And just how important was it after losing last week, was it to get a win today?
Yeah, very important. Against a team that are going to be there or thereabouts come the end of the competition as well. So it was important to bounce back tonight and we'll go again Sunday.
And have you learnt a few things now about that, about the players and how you can move forward playing in this competition?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's only my second game. I'm still going to learn right the way through the competition. But, you know, if the lads perform like that, it makes my job a lot easier.
And happy with Ohis Shah? I know he seemed to be, you know, probably, you know, wasn't scoring the boundaries, but he hung on there in there, didn't he?
Yeah, that's a role sort of number four. You know, had Macca playing that role in the past few years, and you know, I think experience showed there. Lots of guys, if they weren't, you know, scoring at 150, would panic and, you know, play a shot and get out. But it was important for us that he hung around and got stuck on strike.
Well done.
Thank you.
How are you enjoying the captaincy, James? Does it add pressure to everything, or is it you're trying to shrug it off a little bit?
Well, no, I think when we're batting, you know, it's the same approach for me. I'm concentrating on my batting when I'm out there and in the field, to be honest. Yeah, it's good, it's enjoyable. Like I said, I'll keep learning right the way through this competition, I would have thought. It's only my second game, but already, you know, starting to feel a bit more comfortable doing it.
Yeah. Do you lean on the other guys very much, or do you try to make your own decisions out
there? Yeah, I think, you know, when it gets close and that, it's easy for, you know, everyone to have an opinion, but I think there's always more than one way to the answer, so there's a couple of senior guys that I'll go to if I'm unsure, but
do you find it easy to sort of keep a clear head when it's getting a bit fraught? There's a lot. 5-6 overs to go, it was getting a bit dicey, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I just knew he was going to bowl what over, you know, and then when Smudge got that wicket, that helped a lot, because then Briggsy could bowl, you know, spinning it in towards a long boundary, so that was a crucial wicket for us. Like I said, looking forward to Sunday.
Do you feel like you're sort of growing into it now, the more you do it?
Yeah, definitely, I think every game I do it, I become more confident. Hopefully, if we rack up a few wins, the boys will have more confidence in me.
Certainly hasn't affected your fielding. A couple of brilliant stops out there.
Yeah, I think, you know, trying to stay in the ring early, but, you know, towards the end, get myself back on the boundary, which is, you know, where I fielded since I started playing 2020.
Normally, skipper sort of likes to stay in quite close, don't they? Is it difficult to get your message across from out there sometimes, or is it?
No, that's right. I think lads are pretty clear on what they're doing, and, you know, that makes my job a lot easier as well.
Yeah.
Just a final note, just on the batting lineups. Obviously, you had a couple of reshuffles and looked a lot more fluent tonight through 1-6 throughout the batting really.
Yeah, you know, we've lost Carbs, who's been our best player last year, and Dawes, who's been brilliant. He was playing a new role, so, you know, frustrating for him and us that he's picked up an injury and we missed his, you know, missed his bowling as well. But we got lads that are capable of batting wherever really, and, you know, bringing in the experience of Ace was, you know, was big for us. And you know, as the tournament goes on and we get the likes of Carberry and Maxwell back, you know, it's going to be a real good competition for places.
And Burby, he looks like he's absolutely middling everything.
Yeah, he's played really well. He was brilliant first game. You know, I think we left him a bit too much to do, but that was a brilliant knock for us today, and that was probably the difference in the end.
How do you view Middlesex's next one?
Well, it's, you know, good to go into that game off the back of a win here. You know, so that'll give us confidence. They haven't had a great start in the competition, so if we can go there and make it 2 out of 3, then, you know, we'll be in a good place.